Welcome everyone to the Late Night Horror Show. My name is Desmond and tune in every Sunday at 11 PM Indian Standard Time for some creepy horror stories around the world. All the stories narrated on this show are only for entertainment and I don't promote blind faith or superstition. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Now, let's begin the show.
Welcome and welcome once again to another Late Night Horror Show. My name is Desmond and you are listening to the SYWK podcast where I cover true crime and paranormal. Thank you guys for always tuning in every Sunday at the Late Night Horror Show. So tonight also there will be a couple of stories which I will be narrating or playing. But before that, before we begin, everyone knows the ritual. I ask everyone, whoever is listening, a question and then I reveal the answer towards the end of the show. So for tonight's show, the question is, name one horror movie which was banned in the US. It was completely banned because the horror movie was so disturbing that US, where a country where you're allowed to do anything in terms of, you know, making a movie, or you have so many websites, Netflix and XYZ. But this country, the US, the biggest market in terms of film, banned this movie. So let me know if you know the answer. But anyways, towards the end of the show, I will be telling you the answer. But in the middle also, I will be giving you some hints and also I will be giving you some facts about this. So now, without wasting any time, we will begin with the first story. And the title of the first story is Kya Wo Sach Tha? In English, was it real? So basically, this is a short story. So first you listen to the story and then we will discuss something about the specific story. So without wasting any time, let me play you the story. Kya Wo Sach Tha? The story that I will narrate is from the website called Quora. Please make sure to check out the website for such amazing and real life experience. My great grandfather happened to be the victim in this particular incident. It is something that I was told about when I was in my teens and curious about the supernatural forces. He was on his way to a neighboring village and back then, connectivity was not as good as it is today. Owing to financial troubles, he decided to go there in numerous odd ways. Walk or either ask for a lift from some bullock cart driver. The journey used to stretch for days in those time and so did his. The first night of the journey, he was tired and was looking for some place to spend the night. An old woman seemed kind enough to let him in. They had dinner under the light of a hurricane lamp and she made bed for him for the night. They were on the opposite sides of the room and the lamp was on the floor in between them. The woman had turned towards the wall side and was sleeping. Apparently, my great-grandfather found it difficult to sleep with the lamp still on. As a nice guest, he thought asking the woman to turn it off would be better than doing it himself. He called her, but she did not turn. He called her again, and this time she asked what happened. He asked her if she could turn off the lamp. She said she was too tired to get up from her bed, and to his horror, she turned around and stretched her tongue into what looked like a snake and turned the lamp off. He could not believe what had just happened. While he shivered thinking of the sight, she gave a laugh like a pack of hyenas and asked him to sleep. The next day, he woke up with a high temperature and a group of villagers who said that they had found him in the middle of a forest. He returned home and died just 2 days after. And that was the story, my friend. A very short story, but an interesting story. According to you, first of all, tell me, Do you believe that such things happen? Because my main motive for opening this channel is only to keep you guys entertained. I don't promote blind faith and superstition, so I don't know how far the story is through. But yes, this is just to entertain you guys. So let me know if anyone is watching this on YouTube. Then let me know in the comments how you guys are enjoying the Late Night Horror Show. And if anyone is listening to this on any of the audio platforms, then please do not forget to DM me on Instagram. Before we go ahead with the next story, I had asked you guys a simple question, a very simple question. If you are a true horror fan, you might be knowing this answer. And the question is, tell me one movie name, a horror movie name, which was banned in US. It was so creepy that the US market also banned this movie. I'll give you a hint. This was not a, you can say a 2000 movie. This is, you can say in 1800s. No, not 1800s. What am I saying? in 1898 something. So this was a movie released back then. It was not now. It is not in the early 2000s. The movie was released. So yeah, if you guys know it, then let me know. If you don't know, then you need to wait towards the end of the episode. I will definitely tell you. And once you get to know the movie, I challenge you all. You guys need to watch this movie because I myself could not complete the movie. It's so creepy. It's so disturbing. I will talk about this, but let's go ahead with the next story for tonight. The next story is once again a short story. The title is Grandpa's Ghost. Yes, this is the title. And if you guys who like to listen to stories may also like to read, and if anyone would like to read, there is a website called as yourghoststories.com. And on that website, a lot of people, in fact, around the world, people come and they share their stories. And that's how, you know, I read a couple of stories from that website. And that is how I, you know, narrate it for you guys. So this is also a story from the website called as yourghoststories.com. And the title is Grandpa's Ghost. So I will see you after this story. So without wasting any time, let's. The story that I will narrate is from the website called yourghoststories.com. Please make sure to check out the website since it has one of the best horror stories from around the world. I just turned 19 when we heard that back home in India, my grandfather had passed away. His death was unexpected. He was healthy even at 71 and did a lot of household work by himself. My grandma had nothing to complain about, but I was shattered. I loved him very much and he was my mentor and idol. Dad was already with grandpa when he passed away, and with this news, my mom, brother and myself packed our bags and caught the first flight available to India. When we reached home, it felt like another place in another lifetime. It was cold and dark, nothing like the house I had spent so many holidays in. We proceeded with the funeral, after which a lot of people came home. I was with my aunt, mom, and my grieving grandma, when suddenly, I had this overwhelming urge to turn around. When I did, there in the corner of the room stood my grandpa wearing his favorite clothes. I don't remember what I felt at that time. I know that I froze. But when he smiled, I began to relax. "I'm all right, sweetheart," are the last words I heard from my grandpa as he stood there and continued smiling. Tears rolled down my eyes. Out of relief or being overwhelmed, I don't know. But as I turned to wipe my tears and look back again, grandpa was gone. I can still hear his words when I think of that day.
"I'm all right, sweetheart."
The story that I will narrate is from the website called yourghoststories.com. Please make sure. Sorry. The story played again. Sorry. This is what happens when you do everything on your own. And that is why I need a team, a moderator. And talking about moderators, The next story is from my new co-host, new moderator, new friend, new supporter, whoever, whatever you can say. His name is Aviral. And back, you can say 6-7 months, not even 6-7 months, you can say it's been a year. He shared his personal life experience about reincarnation. I will talk about this, but before that, I just want to tell you guys one thing. If you're new to my channel, and if you are listening to this on YouTube, then please subscribe, like this video. If you're listening to this on any of the audio platforms, do check out my Instagram account, do check out my YouTube, because on a daily basis, I'm uploading some interesting shots, some creepy shots. And just 2 days, it's been 2 days, there is one of the shots which went viral and I'm getting very good engagement, very good reach. So yes, I do the late night show. Yes, I do the horror live on every Tuesday. But if you want to be connected with me daily, then you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel, or you can follow me on Instagram. It is the same name everywhere. The name is same, SYWK podcast. A lot of people don't know what is SYWK. SYWK is something you want to know. Yes, that is the full form of SYWK. So SYWK, horror and true crime stories. You can find that on YouTube and you can find that on Instagram. So yes, talking about a moderator, talking about a person who can help. So Aviral is there, who put his hand out and he said that yes, he would like to help me. So yeah, you seen the blunder what I did. The story got over and then again it played. I don't like that, because this is like, you know, for you guys to just listen to it. It's a Sunday evening, so you just need to listen to some stories. So yeah, I'm also not going to keep talking and talking. I'm going to play the next story, but let me give you a gist about the next story. See, now the next story is about reincarnation. I'm not sure reincarnation, how it is connected to paranormal, but yes, it excites me, because I feel that somewhere down the line, reincarnation, rebirth is connected somewhere to a different world where we are still not, where we still don't know a lot of information. That's why the paranormal, demons, spirits, jinns, reincarnation, so many other things are there which comes in this category, which is very fascinating for me. And that's why this story is from Aviral. This is a first-hand story, and I do believe the story what he has narrated. So let's not waste time. I will play the story, and the title is "This Story Proves That Reincarnation Is Real." Yeah, this is the title, and there is a reason why I put this as a title. Listen to the story and then I will come back. So without wasting any time,
हेलो डस्मिन भाई, उम्मीद है आप खैरियत से होंगे। एक छोटा सा किस्सा है जो मैं इस ऑडियो के ज़रिए आपसे साझा कर रहा हूँ। इस किस्से को अगर मैं किसी चीज़ के ज़रिए परिभाषित करने की कोशिश कर लूँ, जब भी मैं इसको डिफाइन करने की कोशिश करता हूँ इस किस्से को, तो एक लता मंगेशकर जी का बड़ा फेमस गाना है, अजीब दास्तां है ये, कहाँ शुरू कहाँ ख़त्म, ये मंजिलें हैं कौन सी, न तुम समझ सके न हम। तो जब भी इस किस्से के बारे में सोचता हूँ, मेरे दिमाग में यही गाना आता है। और क्योंकि ये किस्सा भी वैसा ही है कि इसका कोई सिर पैर नहीं, इसका कोई अर्थ मैं आज तक नहीं निकाल पाया। तो किस्सा कुछ यूँ है कि ये बात रही होगी 2003-04 के आसपास की, मैं सेकेंड या थर्ड स्टैंडर्ड में रहा हूँ, उन दिनों की बात है। तो लाइफ उन दिनों काफ़ी सिंपल हुआ करती थी, ज़िंदगी में दो ही चीज़ें थी, स्कूल था, स्कूल से ट्यूशन और क्रिकेट, स्कूल ट्यूशन क्रिकेट। तो ज़िंदगी इन तीन चीज़ों के इर्द गिर्द ही घूम रही थी। तो जैसे ही मेरे एनुअल एग्ज़ाम्स ख़त्म हुए, और एनुअल एग्ज़ाम्स ख़त्म होते ही जो मेरे साथी थे, दोस्त थे, वो अपने अपने गांव चले गए, और किन्हीं वजहों से उस साल मैं अपने गांव नहीं जा पाया। तो हुआ यूँ, संगी साथियों के जाने के कारण हुआ ये कि जो क्रिकेट एक ज़िंदगी का अहम हिस्सा था, उससे वास्ता टूट गया कुछ समय के लिए, क्योंकि अब साथी नहीं है तो क्रिकेट किन के साथ खेला जाए। अब चूंकि इंटरनेट का वो दौर था नहीं, तो करने को नहीं देंगे वहीं दो चीज़ें होती थी कि या तो कॉमिक्स पढ़ ली जाए टीवी देख लिया जाए, इन्हीं चीज़ों के बीच ज़िंदगी कट रही थी। तो क्या होता ये है कि उसी बीच मुझे जो है एक बड़ा ही अजीब किस्म का सपना आना शुरू होता है। सपना भी वो मतलब बहुत अजीब था। सपना कुछ यूँ था कि मैं खुद को एक समंदर के किनारे रेत पर पड़ा हुआ पाता हूँ। हाथ और पैर मेरे भारी हैं, मैं उठने की कोशिश करता हूँ, मैं उठ नहीं पाता हूँ। जब मैं हाथ पैर की ओर देखता हूँ तो मैं वहाँ से देखता हूँ कि खून रिस रहा है, और देख के ऐसा लग रहा है कि जैसे गोलियाँ लगी हुई हों मुझे। और अपने आसपास मैं कुछ लोगों को देखता हूँ जिनकी पोशाक खाकी रंग की थी, सिर पे हेलमेट पहना हुआ था जिन्होंने, और जिनके हाथ में बंदूकें थीं और पीठ पे वस्त्र था। तो निवास के लिहाज से देखा जाए तो वो फौजी रहे हैं। तो बहुत से फौजियों को अपने आसपास देखता था, और जैसे मैं उठने की कोशिश करता था मैं दर्द के मारे में उठ नहीं पाता था। और इसी बीच मैं देखता हूँ कि एक फौजी दौड़ता हुआ मेरे पास आता है और मुझे उठाने की कोशिश करता है, पर चूंकि दर्द इतना शदीद होता है कि मैं उठ नहीं पाता हूँ। और मैं ये भी गौर करता हूँ कि वो मुझसे कुछ कहने की कोशिश कर रहा है, और मैं जब ध्यान से सुनने की कोशिश करता हूँ वो क्या कह रहा है तो मैं सुन नहीं पाता हूँ। और इसी जद्दोजहद में कि वो मुझे उठाने की कोशिश कर रहा है, मैं उसकी बातें सुनने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ, मेरी नींद खुलती है और वो सपना जो है वो टूट जाता है। खैर ये सपना एक दो बार आया तो मुझे लगा कि इत्तेफाक हो सकता है, लेकिन ये सपना लगातार मुझे आया उस बीच। और ये जो सिलसिला था ये करीब एक डेढ़ साल तक चला, और एक डेढ़ साल में भी ये था कि हर महीने मुझे कम से कम ये सपना 5-6 बार आता था। तो जब बार बार ये सपना आ रहा था तो हालांकि उस वक्त मैंने अपने जो पेरेंट्स हैं उनसे भी इस बात का जिक्र करने की कोशिश की, लेकिन उन्हें लगा कि भाई ये कुछ टीवी पे ऐसी वैसी चीज़ें कुछ देख रहा होगा या कुछ होगा, उन्होंने बहुत सीरियसली लिया नहीं इस चीज़ को। खैर ये जो सिलसिला था सपने का एक डेढ़ साल चला, और फिर धीरे धीरे अपने आप ये सपना आना बंद हो गया। तो बात फिर आई गई होगी, और 3-4 साल की बात ही बात है जब मैं 7th या 8th स्टैंडर्ड में रहा हूँगा। तो ये वो वक्त था जब इंटरनेट मेरी ज़िंदगी में आ चुका था, गेम्स वगैरह मैं काफ़ी फुल फ्लेज्ड गेमर बन चुका था, मैं गेम्स काफ़ी खेला करता था। और उन दिनों एक गेम आया था कॉल ऑफ ड्यूटी का, बड़ा फेमस गेम था वो, मैं खेला करता था। और ये वो दौर भी था जब थोड़ा बहुत मेरा रीडिंग में इंटरेस्ट जागने लगा था। अब बाई एक्सीडेंट कहिए या फिर जो इत्तेफाक कहिए कि कुछ मेरे पास ऐसी किताबें थी जिनका ताल्लुक सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर से था, तो वहाँ मैंने सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर की हिस्ट्री पढ़ी, तो मेरा इंटरेस्ट नेचुरली उसमें जाग गया और मैं सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर से जुड़ी चीज़ें जो है पढ़ने लग गया अपने आप। इधर मैं सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर से जुड़ी चीज़ें पढ़ने लगा था, इंटरनेट भी आ चुका था तो मैं विकिपीडिया खोल के भी पढ़ लेता था अपने इंटरेस्ट के हिसाब से चीज़ों को। तो इसी बीच कॉल ऑफ ड्यूटी खेलते हुए एक मिशन मिला मुझे। उस मिशन की संरचना या फिर स्ट्रक्चर कुछ ऐसा था कि उसमें जो सैनिक थे उन्हें एक बीच पर एयर ड्रॉप किया जाता था, और फिर सैनिकों को जो बीच के किनारे दुश्मनों की पोस्ट बनी होती थी उन पर कब्जा करने के लिए दुश्मनों से लड़ाई लड़नी होती थी। और जब मैंने उस गेम को पहली बार खेला तो मुझे लगा कि मतलब ये जगह है, जो स्ट्रक्चर है या फिर जो विसिनिटी है, कुछ देखी हुई सी लग रही है। तो मैं खेलता गया 2-3 दिन बाद जब मैंने थोड़ा जोर दिया कहाँ देखा है इस चीज़ को, तो जब मैंने बहुत ज़ोर देकर सोचा तो मुझे याद आया कि ये तो वही जगह है जो मुझे सपने में आया करती थी, वही सपना जिसमें मैं खुद को बीच के किनारे घायल पाता था और अपनी ओर एक सैनिक को आता हुआ देखता था। तो मुझे अपने उस सपने का याद आया, तो मैंने फिर अपनी क्यूरियोसिटी के चलते इस जगह के बारे में गूगल पर सर्च किया। तो जब गूगल पर सर्च किया तो मुझे पता लगा कि ये जो बीच मेरे सपने में आता था ये नॉर्मेंडी बीच है। ये वही नॉर्मेंडी बीच है जहाँ पर 1944 में जर्मन फोर्सेस और अलाइड फोर्सेस के बीच में बहुत ही भयंकर लड़ाई लड़ी गई थी, और ये लड़ाई जो थी करीब 1.5 से 2 महीने चली थी, और इसमें हजारों सैनिकों ने अपनी जानें गंवाई थी। अब हो सकता है ये बात सुनकर आप ये सोचें कि ये जो सपना था इसका ताल्लुक कहीं ना कहीं किसी गेम से रहा हो, मैंने कहीं किसी गेम में देखा हो या किसी किताब में मैंने पढ़ा हो, तो वो चीज़ हो सकता है मेरे जहन में रह गई हो और वो किसी ना किसी रूप में मेरे सपने का हिस्सा बन गई हो। लेकिन यथार्थ ये है कि उन दिनों जब मैं सेकेंड या थर्ड स्टैंडर्ड की बात करूँ तो मेरे ज़िंदगी में सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर जैसी कोई चीज़ थी, स्कूल में भी जो हिस्ट्री हम पढ़ रहे थे वो स्टोनेज था, किताबों में मेरी कोई बहुत दिलचस्पी नहीं थी, अगर मैं इंटरेस्ट की बात करूँ तो बहुत मैं क्रिकेट ही देखता था, कार्टून्स वगैरह में बहुत इंटरेस्ट नहीं था। तो बहुत अगर मैं जोर देकर भी सोचूँ तो मुझे वो पॉइंट नहीं मिलता जहाँ से मुझे इस चीज़ के बारे में पता चला हो या जहाँ से इस चीज़ का और मेरा इंटरेक्शन हुआ हो। अच्छा, ये चीज़ अगर यही रह जाती तो शायद बात ये उतनी नहीं जहन में रहती। लेकिन जैसे जैसे वक्त बीता, मेरा जो एक्सपोजर था ये जो सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर है, उससे जुड़े किरदार हैं, उससे जुड़ी जगहें हैं, इनको लेकर मेरा रुझान बढ़ता गया। जितना मैं पढ़ता गया, मैंने पिक्चरें देख डाली, मैंने डॉक्यूमेंट्रीज देखी, मैंने किताबें पढ़ी, और जैसे जैसे मैं इस चीज़ को पढ़ता गया, मुझे जर्मनी से एक अपना एक अलग सा कनेक्शन फील होता है। हालांकि मैं कभी जर्मनी गया नहीं हूँ, जर्मनी मैंने आज तक केवल पिक्चरों में देखा है, फोटोज़ में देखा है, किताबों के ज़रिए जितना मैं जर्मनी के बारे में जान पाया, ना ही मैं जर्मनी को जानता। लेकिन वहाँ से जुड़ी चीज़ों के बारे में, वहाँ से जुड़े कल्चर के बारे में, वहाँ से जुड़े इतिहास के बारे में जानने मेरी एक नेचुरल दिलचस्पी रही है, एक नेचुरल मेरा रुझान रहा है उसको। और ये चीज़ पुख्ता और हो जाती है जब मैं बचपन से अपने इर्द गिर्द के लोगों से ये सुनता हूँ कि इसके बात करने का तरीका या इसके सोचने का तरीका बहुत हद तक जर्मन से मिलता जुलता है। ये बात मेरे ऑफिस के कलीग्स ने भी कही है, ये मेरे स्कूल के टीचर्स भी मेरे बारे में कहते थे, ये मेरे कुछ रिश्तेदार भी कहते थे। तो खैर, ये चीज़ क्या है, इसका क्या ताल्लुक है मेरी ज़िंदगी से, इसके बारे में आज तक मैं कोई सही निष्कर्ष या फिर कंक्लूजन नहीं निकाल पाया हूँ। हो सकता है होने को ये कोइंसिडेंस भी हो, और हो ये भी हो सकता है कि इसका जो संबंध है कहीं ना कहीं मेरे पिछले जन्म से भी हो। हालांकि मैं रीबर्थ या फिर पुनर्जन्म इन चीज़ों में बहुत ज़्यादा यकीन नहीं करता हूँ। तो मेरे नज़दीक जो ये किस्सा है उस गाने की तरह ही है जिसकी लाइनें हैं, अजीब दास्तान हैं ये, कहाँ शुरू कहाँ ख़त्म, ये मंजिलें हैं कौन सी, न तुम समझ सके न हम। शुक्रिया।
हाँ, और वो था अविरल की कहानी। यस, दैट वॉज द स्टोरी ऑफ अविरल। ही इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल पर्सन। ही रीच्ड आउट टू मी एंड ही सेड दैट ही वुड लाइक टू हेल्प मी। सो यस, अविरल इज ऑल्सो देयर इन द SYWK टीम। इफ यू गाइज वुड ऑल्सो लाइक टू जॉइन एंड हेल्प मी इन एनीथिंग, मे बी इन रिसर्चिंग अ स्टोरी, इन फाइंडिंग anything, you know, you can just help me with anything. So yeah, thank you Aviril for the story. And talking about reincarnation, talking about the story, what do you guys believe? Do you believe that reincarnation exists? Is it a fact, or this is just an illusion what mankind has made? Yes, I do believe that a lot of things are unexplained, and science and we humans are trying to find out each and every answer for the unexplained questions, and out of that one is reincarnation. So yeah, reincarnation is something which I also believe, because not a lot of people know. I think so in a couple of my life dreams I have told, but I will tell this again, that I kind of believe, because as Aviril's story, as he was growing up, he could dream a couple of things. And even I used to dream, and I should dream about one particular incident, and that I should dream only when I used to fall sick, when I used to have fever. That is the time I used to dream that. And the dream was, I don't get the dream anymore. This is when I was maybe in the second or third or fourth grade. So the dream was that I am running, and I'm running towards a cliff, and behind me there are some villagers who's trying to come and attack me, and the villagers are with their sticks, and I can see myself also. I can't see my face, but if I'm running, if I look down, I can see that I'm wearing some, you know, in the olden time the villagers, what they used to wear, the dhoti kurta, that kind of clothes. And I'm running, and people are coming to hit me, and in that process, I fall from the cliff. And the minute I fall on the ground, I get up. So yeah, that was the dream which I used to get. I never thought that this would have any meaning. But the minute I started growing up, I started reading about reincarnation, started understanding a lot of things. That's the time I realized that, yeah, there is something, but I really don't know if this particular dream is connected to reincarnation. But yes, I do believe a viral story. Anyone is watching this on YouTube, please comment below. I really need your feedback. Whoever is listening to this on any of the audio platforms, DM me on Instagram, because I'll at least get to know that you guys are listening. You guys are enjoying this concept about this late night horror show. And also, if there is any feedback, if you want me to do something different, or if you want me to improve my content, or if you want me to cover a particular topic related to, you know, anything related to paranormal or true crime, let me know. Without your suggestions, without your feedback, I am nothing. I am doing this, yes, because I love doing this, but obviously I'm doing it so that you guys get entertained. I need to grow, and we need to grow. I'm sorry. We need to grow the SYWK family. So Aviral is there, then Alex is there, then Hani Pasha is there. And there is another co-host. She's a very beautiful person by heart, and her name is Swati Rao. So even she has her own podcast channel called as the Desi Horror Podcast. She is mainly there on Spotify. So if you guys like to listen to horror stories, like how you listen to the stories on my channel, even she does really amazing content. And if you'd like to listen to her, then please go to the description of my YouTube channel. Or if anyone is listening to this on any of the audio platforms, just type in Desi Horror Podcast by Swati Rao. You'll find it and you can go and listen to it. Talking about Swati Rao, she has sent us a story tonight, which she already covered on her channel. And I have the opportunity of playing her story. And the title is Black Magic, Capital of India. So a lot of people don't know that black magic was, at least in the Asian region, India was the first country which black magic was originated. And in the episode which I'm going to play, she's talking about black magic. So let's not waste any time. I will be playing
For our next story, we travel to Assam in the northeast of India. Assam is known for its scenic beauty and friendly people. Now in Assam, there is a small village called Mayong. Now what is so special about this small village called Mayong? Mayong is actually the black magic capital of India. Yes, you heard me right, black magic. Now, the name of the village is derived from the Sanskrit word Maya, which means illusion. So going by the legends, sorcery and black magic were traditionally practiced and passed down over generations in this town. So it makes sense that the name of this village is Mayong. Now coming to the history of Mayong. When the ruler or invader, Muhammad Shah and his army in the 1330s sent 100,000 horsemen to conquer Mayong or declare war on Mayong, the folklore states that they all vanished without a single trace. No soldiers, no horses, nothing. And this is what the village did through black magic. Now coming to the proof. So the Archaeological Survey of India, when they did some excavations, found bones, found swords, found different kinds of instruments buried in Mayong, proving that they actually did practice human sacrifice from back in the day, which means this village is truly some kind of mystical village. Now, let's come to what they do in today's times. In today's times, a witch doctor is called a bez or an oja in their language. So these bez or oja are essentially witches and wizards that claim to read palms, predict the future, help you cure an ailment that you're suffering from and try to retract lost objects. So in this village, these witch doctors just use spells and a metal bowl, and that's it. And they can create magic from all of this. Now we move to the stories that are associated to Mayong, which make this village so much creepier. The story goes that a wealthy family once decided to buy land in Mayong. Now, if any of our listeners know about the Northeast, you must know that you cannot purchase property in Northeast unless you are from that particular tribe or if you belong to that particular community. Everyone cannot purchase property there. So every village has its own people. Outsiders are not really welcome to purchase property. So there was this wealthy family who decided to go ahead and buy land in Mayong anyway, despite the village not being okay with it. So a black magic practitioner named Munsi Ram approached the family and said he was very angry that they bought this land. The family brushed off the incident because they had already settled down and they were not ready to relocate. One night, the family woke up and they found 3 stones inside their house. Thinking that someone must have played a prank on them, they picked up the stones and tossed it away. Everything was normal for a few days, but suddenly after 40 days, the father and the son of the family died under mysterious circumstances. Nobody knows what has happened till date, and their explanation is that black magic caused it to happen. Another incident that has happened in Mayong is there was a girl who had, let's just say, some problems. She was mesmerized by the kind of stories told by locals, but being a modern and educated person, she could not believe it. She was mesmerized, but she did not believe it. After spending the entire day roaming and hearing all kinds of stories, she settled down for dinner in one of the small dhabas, or in other words, just small roadside eating areas with her friend. While eating, she choked on a fish bone and everyone around her panicked. She couldn't breathe and it went from bad to worse. Immediately, she was taken to a small hut nearby and she trusted the locals to help. An old petite woman draped in a sheet emerged from the hut. She mumbled a chant and put her hand on the girl's head. Within seconds, the girl became normal as if nothing had happened. She was baffled with all of this. A moment ago, she was fighting for her life and the next minute, everything was normal again. And what do you know? It turns out that the lady who cured her was a witch doctor. So these are the strange stories that have emerged from Mayong. So why is Mayong becoming so popular now? Mayong is becoming popular because of its history and the strange stories that have come out from this, along with the fact that they have an actual museum. There's a Mayong National Museum, which showcases their dark history with bones and skulls and human sacrifice instruments that are all laid out there. Something probably that they are proud of because they are proud of their history. So you can actually see it in the Mayong Central Museum and you can meet the current Bez or witch doctors in that village. And you never know, you could actually be cured of something that you are suffering from, or maybe you just want to find out what your future holds.
Was the history, mystery of black magic, the capital of India, Mayong. Anyone knows about this, any more information, then please let me know. And if you have any sickness and you want to get cured, then you never know. You can go there and you can get cured. So yeah, we are come to the end of tonight's late night horror show. Thank you guys so much for sticking till the end, listening to all of the stories. Every Sunday, I do the late night horror show. And now, coming to the main part of the late night horror show, the question which I had asked you guys at the beginning of the show. The question was, name the horror movie which was banned in US. It was banned in US because it was so creepy that the US market, the biggest market, banned that movie. And obviously, because it got banned, it got more publicity. See, any publicity, good publicity or bad publicity, is publicity, and they got it publicity. And specifically, if a horror movie is banned, then we horror fans are excited to watch that movie. So yeah, I will tell you the movie's name. But before that, if you are still there and if you are new to my channel and if you have just discovered my channel, wherever on YouTube or on any of the audio platforms, please make sure to support me. And the only support which I ask you guys is by subscribing to my channel, mainly on YouTube. I really don't know what's wrong with YouTube, because I feel that YouTube is pushing my channel down. I don't know. It's because of horror content. I really don't know. But I am trying my level best on Instagram. I'm doing good as of now. But YouTube is the main platform where I need to grow. Obviously, the audio platforms are doing good from day one. A lot of people listen to me on the audio platform. So thank you, everyone. But whoever is listening to this on any of the audio platforms, and if you want to support me, then please come to YouTube. Just type my type the channel name, SYWK Podcast. Click subscribe and just support me. So yeah, this is done. Now I will tell you the movie's name, and it's time to reveal the movie's name. And the movie's name is The Human Centipede, which is specifically part 2 and part 1. This movies were banned in US. And if you guys have not watched it, then please watch it. It is creepy. I'll only give you one trigger warning or warning that if you're watching this movie, do not eat anything while watching this movie. You please have your dinner, your lunch, whatever, and then watch this movie, because it is so creepy that you will not able to eat anything. And if you're eating something while watching, then it is the biggest mistake. Please do not do it. So yeah, this is the most creepiest movies. I'll not tell you everything about the movie, but I'll only tell you that yes, it is worth your time if you're into horror. And this is not exactly like a ghost or like, you know, horror. It is a different kind of horror genre. But yeah, I'll not spoil the movie for you. You go watch it, and then if you like it, then reach out to me on Instagram and let me know how did you enjoy the movie. So yeah, we are come towards the end of the show. Thank you everyone for joining in. This is your host Desmond Fernandez signing out. Good night, and I will see you in my next live stream, which is on Tuesday. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. Take care and see you.